Good morning. Welcome to the Buzzer Beats podcast, your daily sports rundown presented by Buzzer. I'm Harris Rubenstein. We've got headlines, scores, and we start with a big update in the NBA as after another setback while ramping up rehab of his left knee, Lonzo Ball has increasing pessimism that he will return to the lineup at all this season. Now, Lonzo Ball has not played since January 14th when he had surgery on his knee to repair a slight meniscus tear. He has remained sidelined longer than the team's timeline for his return when his knee did not respond to the rehab process. They hope to ramp things back up the last 10 days at the end of March with the hope that the extra rest would allow him to recover. But again, Ball has experienced a setback. Pretty brutal for a Bulls team that was just so much fun to start the year with him and Caruso and LaVine. They really had the defense going and it just all fell apart because of injuries. I promise this is the last time that you'll hear me reference the Lakers on this podcast until the season is over. I promise they are officially out of the playoff race. Haha, LOL, LMAO, all other versions. Suns beat them 121 to 110. Booker with 32. He took out the game ball. You know how much he loves beating the Lakers, especially since they keep talking about how they would have beaten him in the playoffs last year with a healthy AD. Who cares? Didn't happen. Lakers are now out. One more news piece. Houston Astros, Ryan Pressly agreed to a two-year, $30 million contract extension. Yeah, slow news day. Talking about a relief pitcher getting an extension. Let's talk about basketball seeding. We have our top 10 teams officially for the NBA playoffs, so let's do them. In the East in order as of April 6th, Heat, Celtics, Bucks, 76ers, Raptors, Bulls, Cavs, Nets, Hawks, and Hornets. Pretty fun lineup there. Obviously, you have the Cavs, Nets, Hawks, and Hornets all sitting in the play-in. We'll see how the seeding kind of sorts out between those teams. But the top four of the Heat, Celtics, Bucks, and Sixers is also pretty much set. It's just determining which, you know, spot each of those top four teams is going to have. In the West, Suns, Grizzlies, Warriors, Mavericks, Jazz, Nuggets, T-Wolves, Clippers, Pelicans, Spurs. Those last four teams are currently in the play-in. The T-Wolves and the Nuggets are still duking it out. But the West has not really figured itself out either. We'll see where this whole, you know, conference works out. Still some seeding things to figure out, but we'll keep you updated. I promise, as we get closer and closer. 76ers beat the Pacers 131-122. Embiid with a monster game, 45-13 for the MVP candidate, 30 for Maxi. Harden with 11-14. The Pacers did have a 40-point third quarter. That's not great, but you know what? Oh well, 45-13 for Embiid. He's an absolute monster. Jazz beat the Grizz 121-115 as somebody finally beat the Grizzlies without Ja Morant. I feel like they just never lose even when he doesn't play. Team effort for the Jazz. However, Gobert did have a 20-20 game tonight. 22 points, 21 rebounds for the reigning DPOY. Bucks over the Bulls, 127-106. Though the Bulls clinched the playoffs because the Hawks and Hornets lost. Bulls in the playoffs for the first time since 2017. Sad news about Lonzo Ball. Great news about the playoffs. What a weird time it is to be a Chicago fan. Moments we are watching today. Nets Knicks, 7:30 Eastern time on ESPN. Big game for the Nets. They need to keep pace in the play-in and keep fighting for that 7 or 8 seed. Knicks are obviously out of this already, but, you know, it's always fun to play spoiler. Got to keep an eye on the Hawks. Got to keep an eye on those Hornets as well so they don't sneak up and push the Nets down further. Late game, Suns Clippers, 10 p.m. Eastern time. Watch out for the Clips, man. George is back. Norman Powell will be back soon. And then, looming off in the distance, Kawhi Leonard awaits. Watch out, man. I'm telling you, he's going to be there in the playoffs. Celtics Bulls on Buzzer, 8 p.m. Eastern time. Should be a really fun one for seeding purposes, like we've been talking about. Some huge Champions League games for our soccer fans out there. 3 p.m. Eastern time, Chelsea taking on Real Madrid. Villarreal taking on Bayern Munich. That should be really fun. Two really fun games, and that leads us into our FanDuel Fast Break for the day. We've got three lines again today. Chelsea to win is plus 115. I like that against a weaker Madrid team in Stamford Bridge, which is where Chelsea plays. Bayern gets minus 195 against a very beatable Villarreal team. Let's also toss the Suns in at minus 138 to beat the Clippers on the road. I don't think anybody is touching the Suns team. Three-leg parlay gives us a plus 460. $10 could win you $46.05. Way back in this day in sports history, back in 1974, the Yankees actually played their first home game at Shea Stadium because Yankee Stadium was renovated. But anyway, they beat the Cleveland Indians 6-1. That's kind of an interesting fun fact. You guys should do that for a trivia question. What stadium did the Yankees play at while the Yankee Stadium was getting renovated in the 70s. I don't know. That's kind of fun. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsTeen. And if you haven't already, you can follow Buzzer at Buzzer on all platforms. Check out the Buzzer app, available for download on the Apple and Google Play stores. Never miss a moment with Buzzer, the hottest app, watching the best moments of live sports. Have a great day, everyone. Make someone smile today, and we'll see you tomorrow.